carries and you haven't had a ton of yards after the way you started this season with this, you know?
I mean, I'm not frustrated. I'm just going for the last game. We won the game. We didn't run the ball much. We were scoring and striking every chance we had the ball. So I wasn't frustrated with the carries or the yardage. I thought if I had the ball about, I don't know, 20 sometimes, I probably would have had over 100. But you can't really worry about that type of stuff. You know, I think the individual yards and stuff will still come out at the end. Got a couple more games left. The biggest thing is winning. I'd rather be, you know, winning than having tons of yards. Plus, I mean, I still live in the NFL in rushing, so I can't be that pissed.
LeSean, do you think the offense will look a little for as long as Nick's the quarterback, is it going to look more like a passing offense like it was?
I'm not sure, but I don't want to say I can guarantee, but I feel uncomfortable going into this week that we can be able to run the ball a bit more. We threw the ball so well last game that a team will only have to play as honest, I think, now. The way Nick's playing, performing, and the wide receivers. I think a lot of defenses, when they come in here and have the defensive game plans, I don't think Riley Cooper is the one of the main guys that they see to dominate or have a successful game. I think the last couple of weeks, he's been showing up big time. So when they try to stop the run and guys are making so many different plays, I think now on we'll probably see more of an honest type of defensive looks. You know, so you asked me, am I frustrated? Not really frustrated, but just more just worried about they're trying to stop the run so much that you're leaving so much open. I mean, you only can be happy about that.
Are they playing closer to line defenses to try to stop the run?
Yeah, just make you tell this extra guy in the box a lot of high, or one guy high, a lot of man coverage, small things like that, really biting on the play fakes and things like that. So, I mean, they're trying to do as much as possible to kind of stop the run. But like I said before, man, that's what you want to do. We want to take our shots, our quick games to the sidelines, over the top, things that you've seen last week. It's just a matter of what you really want.
You had mentioned last week that you maybe felt you were trying to do too much the week before.
Yeah.
Did you change the way you approached it?
Yeah, I mean, this game I simply ran the ball. If it's a two-yard game, I'm going to take it. If I feel like I can make a 30-yard game, I'm going to try it. But I didn't press too much. I figure if a defense wants to try to stop the run, then so be it. Because sometimes I may get caught up in trying to do too much and end up in having a bad play. So I may just try to make it simple. And if you want to take away, you know, be my guest. Other guys are making plays.
Earlier in this season, you got a lot of carries and a lot of attempts. How much do you think at this point as well that maybe Chip and the offense is trying to just limit those carries? Because, you know, you're on pace for about a 300.
Yeah, and I've never had a 300 attempts, carries in my career. So that might be something. We never really talk about them type of things. I know with this offense, there's so many different weapons that we want to try to utilize, and I'm one of them. I think, but everybody making plays, it's like one of the things where you force a team to do something, and then when the team does it and they're successful with it, you kind of keep going along with it. I don't think we imagine that we would throw the ball as much, but then when you're making plays left and right, up and down the field, you kind of stick with it. I don't know. I mean, until a team plays as honest, that's what we might have to do.
Were you feeling it after those first four games with all those carries that you had?
Yeah, it's a difference. You definitely can feel it from going from an offense where you don't really run the ball really at all to when you do run the ball enough, a lot, you can feel it. Just the small tackles over and over and over again. But that's why I think you take care of your body and you do all the right things. So it won't be that much of a big factor like it would be if you didn't. But you can tell a little bit.
So, I mean, it's kind of good, though, that it's evening out, right? If you're on the same
place, I don't mind it. Coach Kelly is the type of coach where you could talk to him about anything, on or off the field. And if carries was a concern, I would bring that up.
LeSean, a couple of you guys kind of mentioned that the game Nick Foles had on Sunday kind of reminded them of the Washington game 3 years ago with Mike Vick and everything. What did you see any kind of similarities, just maybe the kind of zone that Nick
just in the zone. I mean, no matter what play was called or or what read he had to look at. I mean, he was just hitting them. Very accurate on the money, making the right reads. Just on the money. And you can see in his eye, I guess when they get to in that type of zone, where they can't miss, you can see it.
How about on the touchdown throw to you, when you were able to kind of leak out, nobody saw you, is that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably lost, I don't know. He wasn't worried about me, I guess. But in my head, I'm like, he better throw me this ball as I'm going out. And he did. I mean, he did it so quick. And he, like I said, that whole day, he was just on the money from start to the finish.
They've been trying to spring you onto wheel route. I mean, it seems like they've been trying to get you free in the passing mm-hmm. game for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, man, we tried. Got tons of flags on him, penalties. So we're doing different things. I think that's the best thing about Coach Kelly in this offense. He always finds ways to get his playmakers the ball in different type of looks that you only can imagine. You know, and it's working. Even games that we didn't play well as an offense together, and we lost no confidence. We knew what type of offense we really were. For six straight weeks, we put up numbers and set records. So just had to come back to just the basics, man, and X's and O's and just practice and prepare.
You mentioned the culture, or being able to talk to Chip about anything. Is the culture different now with the team, you know, in regard with, like, treatment of rookies and that kind of stuff compared to when you were a rookie, say?
A little bit. Are you comparing it to, I guess, when Coach Andy was here? Is that what you're saying? It's definitely a difference, I think. Just Coach Reed didn't say too much to me in my rookie year. In my second year, he kind of came on more and more and talked to me. So it's a difference because Chip kind of deals with everybody. I don't know if it's the reason why. I don't know if because Coach Andy has been here for so long where you kind of let the older vets take care of everything, where Coach Chip is more hands-on with a lot of things. So it's a difference. So he interacts with all the rookies and pretty much everybody.
Were you treated differently as a rookie? I mean, did you go through hazing and that kind of stuff?
Oh, nah, not really. I mean, small things. Andy wasn't big on that at all. I mean, some of the vets did small things, like get them Popeyes, small things, food, but nothing ever too crazy that you could talk about it or it was so bad that you couldn't believe it. So.
Do you have a preference to make a big play in the passing game or the running game? Which would you rather
do? Whatever's open. Lately, guys been on the run a lot. So if I had to go in the pass game, I'll do that too. It doesn't really matter. I want to be all-purpose back. I mean, from catching, running, to blocking, I'm not really leaving the field. I haven't really since I've been here. I'm always one of the main guys, percentage-wise, to never leave the field.
So you got your first three picks of this year's draft started against Oakland, four from the first five, two at Earl, Square got it, Barkley got it. Have you noticed that this rookie class is really kind of giving this team a leg?
Yeah, for sure. On offense, I mean, almost all of our rookies are really involved in the offense. And if they had to step in, they can play. And that's something big. I think that's something rare. Because a lot of rookies don't really get the opportunity to really play or even have the chance to really do good things. As a rookie, it was so tough for myself. I thought I was above average player. Then as you get better and better and better, it learns the ins and outs of playing. But our rookies, they kind of grasp this offense and playing well.
All right, thanks.
Come in, helmet.